NPR's business news starts with a big victory over cyber squatting. An internet company in San Francisco has been ordered to pay Verizon more than $33 million for unlawfully creating website names that are similar to Verizon sites. Verizon says it's the largest judgment ever against a cyber squatter. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The cyber squatter in the Verizon case registered at least 663 domain names that were identical to or confusingly similar to Verizon trademarks. A federal court in California ruled those names were designed in bad faith to attract web users who were trying to visit legitimate Verizon sites. Attorney Sarah Deutsch of Verizon says once a visitor arrived at the squatter's site, which would be filled with ads, one of two things would happen.
You'll either see an ad for Verizon and you'll click on that and get back to the real Verizon, or you might see an ad for something else that will attract your attention, another company, and you'll be diverted away to a competitor's website. Either way, though, the cyber squatter gets paid.
Deutsch goes on to say that the squatter, a company called OnlineNIC, used mathematical computer programs to generate tens of thousands of possible names. Then they decided which ones were likely to generate a lot of traffic. Here's what they came up with.
Everything from Verizon with an A to Verizon with a number 8 inserted into it to Verizon Cell Phone Company or Verizon Center Washington DC.com, or combined our names with others like the Razor or Motorola. Really, everything that could exceed one's imagination.
The squatter OnlineNIC did not appear in court to defend itself, and the phone number listed on its website went unanswered. Cyber squatting was outlawed in the U.S. in 1999, but problems with cyber squatters persist. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.